The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor van Vuren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Before we jump into today's message, have you been enjoying these podcast episodes from The Daily Witness? Would you like more? Consider subscribing to The Daily Witness on YouTube for video content and for our Wednesday evening live streams, which takes place at 6:30. We also stream for the Telegram app at the same time. For word, quotes, ministry updates and more, follow us on social media. The Daily Witness is on X, Instagram, and Threads. Faith is what connects us to the Father. So remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 verse 6, "Let him that receives instruction in the word of God share all good things with his teacher, contributing to his support." Trevor van Vuren Ministries now has Yoko as a payment portal for safe and secure transactions, both for national and international givers. So if you'd like to tithe into this ministry, or you'd like to sow a financial seed, head on over to our website www.thedailywitness.co.za and click on the Giving tab. All contributions that are received goes into furthering the gospel by reaching the lost and training people to live by faith.
And welcome back to the Daily Witness podcast. I'm your host, Andrew van Vuren. And today's episode is called First Things First. So let's get into a word of prayer. Father, we come before you in the precious name of Jesus. And Lord, as I preach this message, I'm asking you to bless it. I'm asking you to speak through me. Lord, to open all the ears and hearts of everyone listening to this message, Lord. Because this message is the number one message you want people to know. How much you love them. It was always about your love. We thank you for everything you have done for us. We appreciate you. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you noticed that when it comes to God just blessing his people and just manifesting his goodness in people's lives, there are usually two different ways he does it. And the first way is when he just does it on his own with no faith from that particular person present. And then the other way is when a person uses their faith. Now, there's a lot of examples in the Gospels concerning this. There were people that were minding their own business and Jesus just came up to them, told them what to do, and they got healed. But then there's other testimonies where Jesus referenced their faith. You know, these people were specifically believing for a miracle. I'm thinking about that woman that had the issue of blood. I'm thinking about those 10 lepers. I'm thinking about those men that lowered their friend through that roof. These people, their faith stuck out to Jesus. Or what about that centurion? His faith really got Jesus's attention. Now, I think everyone would love it if they just sit back and do their own thing, you know, and watch TV and go out and hang out with their friends, go out for braais, and if you're American, that would be barbecues, and do all these things, and their miracle just happens without them having to do anything. You know, it's like when people used to come to the Catherine Coleman meetings. There were skeptics that went there. There were people that went there to prove her wrong. They went there with evil intentions, and they got healed under the power of God that was operating through Catherine Coleman. So I think everyone would enjoy just sitting back and doing nothing. But I can tell you this. Don't waste your life sitting back and hoping something's going to happen. Because if something hasn't happened by now, you've got to put your back into it. So this message is about the love of God. And I'm going to show you how to get your faith working. How to open the door wide for God to just walk on in and bless your socks off. So, you know, when it comes to faith, faith is very simple to understand. The Bible makes it very simple. Faith is just trusting in God. Faith is having a confidence. All these words are another definition of faith. You get the word believe, you get the word trust, you get the word confidence. You know, all these things describe what faith is. And a lot of people think they have faith, but in their heart of hearts, they don't really trust him. You know, at home, they can say all the right things. They can act a certain way, but when they step out into public, you'll notice they don't act the same. When they come around other people, they're very timid. But faith has a voice. Faith has a look. Faith has an action. So when it comes to faith, you have to be bold like a lion. Those two blind men that came to Jesus, they were bold. And then there was another blind man. He was screaming at the top of his voice, screaming for Jesus. Faith has a voice. And with faith, you're naturally going to declare things. So how do you get your faith to work? How do you get your faith to be bold? You know, because I'm honest with you, I do believe there's a lot of people that did all they knew to do and nothing happened. I do believe there's people that spent years praying and praying and praying and praying and nothing happened. There are people out there that felt like they were just slipping. And, you know, the more word they get into, nothing's happening. And their feet are just sliding. Their feet of faith. Their feet are just sliding. And they're not actually going anywhere. It's very simple. You know, the Bible says in Galatians chapter 5 verse 6 that faith works by love. Now, this is just a long introduction before I get to the chapter of the Bible that I really want to read, but I just want to share a few things with you. The Bible says that faith works by love. Now, the Bible says that. That's not something that man said. That's something the Bible says. And people are trying to operate in faith without the love of God, and it's not working, and they don't understand why. But the Bible says faith works by love. Say that with me. Faith works by love. Say that again. Faith works by love. Now, once again, the Bible said that. So who's actually really saying? God is saying. You know, the Bible says that God dealt to each man the measure of faith. Well, who is God? God is love. Faith belongs to God. It's God's faith. God gave you his faith, and God is love. So you can say love gave you his faith. So if love gave you his faith, faith has to operate by his love. If your faith isn't working, I would say that the love of God is the very first place you need to look. And don't get me wrong, I'm not talking about loving others. I'm talking about receiving his love for you. You're never going to love others without you knowing first how much you loved. I used this example before. You know, it's like you going out, and maybe this is before the end of the month, and you're waiting for your salary, and you don't have the money right now. And, you know, people are begging for money. You can't give what you don't have. But when your salary comes in, you can give because you have. Many times people are trying to love others without meditating on God loving them first. You know, the Bible says in 1 John 4:19 that we love him because he first loved us. We got to receive his love first before we love others. So when the love of God is not in the picture, your faith will struggle. Your faith is going to be more labor intensive without the love of God, because now you're trying to get faith to work. You're trying to get it to work. And the best example that I can give, you know, years ago, I owned this Honda Ballade, and this Honda Ballade, it was a 1500. And I remember my brother and I used to drive around, and we used to go out. We used to have fun. And the car, it was a four-door car. But as soon as we would pick up one of our friends and we would go up this one hill, man, that car struggled. It really struggled. And but when we would use my dad's Audi, that was a, I believe it was a 2.2 or 2.5, something like that, that car would just glide up that hill. So easy. So what am I saying? You know, when you put love into the equation, things that were once hard now become easy. I'm going to say that again. Things that were once hard now become easy. So some might say, okay, Brother Andrew, I hear what you're saying, you know, about adding love into the equation. But where is that in the Bible? You know, show me how important love is, because, you know, I do quote Galatians chapter 5 verse 6 a lot. You know, faith works by love, and that scripture alone should settle it for you. And I do quote 1 John chapter 4 verse 18, that perfected love casts out fear, because fear has torment. And we all know that fear will cripple a person's faith. We know this. We've seen this in the Bible. But you want more, and I don't blame you. So I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 13 now. Before you go on and say, you know what, I know that chapter of the Bible. It's all good. You don't have to read it. I need to read it, because there's revelation in there. That revelation is going to bless you. So listen to this. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It says that love is the greatest. That's how it starts. Love is the greatest. If I could speak with all the languages of earth and of angels, but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. Now, I know that it says that if we don't love others, we'd only be a noisy gong or clanging cymbal. But once again, you can't love others without receiving the love first. So when you're receiving his love, you're going to naturally start loving others. They all work together. But right now we're focusing on receiving the love. So you can see from the first verse, without love, the ability to speak all the different languages of the earth, it's going to mean nothing. Let's go to verse 2. It says, if I had the gift of prophecy, and if I understood all of God's secret plans, and possessed all knowledge, and if I had such faith that I could move mountains, but didn't love others, I would be nothing. Once again, you can do all these things, but without the love of God, these things aren't going to work. Verse 3. If I gave everything I have to the poor, and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it. But if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. You know, even when you tithe in, even when you sow in seed, without love in that picture, it means nothing. So verse 1, verse 2, verse 3, it's very simple. You can do all these things, but it is going to mean nothing. It is useless without the love of God. Now let's go to verse 4 onwards. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice in injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Now, this is verse 7, and I want you to pay close attention. It says, love never gives up. Love never loses faith. Love is always hopeful, and love endures through every circumstance. You see that? It's not faith that's going to get you home. Love is going to help your faith get you home. Faith works by love. If you're trying to do anything just in faith, but without the love of God, your faith is going to be strained. And you're going to be taking the long route, the very long route. And to some people, they'll never get to their destination. But the love of God picks up your faith and runs with it. Listen to this. Prophecy and speaking in unknown languages and special knowledge will become useless, but love will last forever. Now our knowledge is partial and incomplete, and even the gift of prophecy reveals only part of the whole picture. But when the time of perfection comes, these partial things will become useless. Do you see how the Bible calls love perfection? Without the love of God, you only know half the truth. You don't know the whole truth. It carries on. It says, when I was a child, I spake and thought and reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things. If you just getting into faith without the love of God, that is considered immature. That's considered childish. And it's not going to work for you. But when perfection comes, I'm going to carry on reading. Now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror. But then we'll see everything with perfect clarity. All that I now know is partial and incomplete. But then I will know everything completely, just as God now knows me completely. Now listen how it ends off this chapter. It says, these three things will last forever. Hope, faith, and love. And the greatest of these is love. So it mentioned faith, it mentioned hope, and mentioned love. But it said the greatest is love. It didn't say faith is the greatest. It did not say hope is the greatest. Your faith cannot work without love. Your hope cannot work without love. We're not talking about worldly hope. Worldly hope is, I hope that happens one day. We're talking about biblical hope. All that stuff comes out of the love of God. If you've been struggling in any given area, you need to go back and look at your receiving of God's love. That's what you need to look at. Have you been receiving the love? Have you been renewing your mind how special you are? What God has done for you, what he has sacrificed for you, everything that Jesus has been through. Because if you're not doing that, if you're not receiving his love on the daily basis, everything else is going to become harder. You know, the Bible says that God is love. The Bible also says that God is light. Guess what? God's love is his light. The closer you walk with him by receiving his love, there's going to be more light that shines in your life and more confusion is going to be expelled. There's things that you're confused about right now. And I'm telling you now, you get into the love of God, and things are going to start making sense. It's a process. You're not going to open your Bible and read one love scripture and say, Lord, bless God, I've got it. I have it. This is something that you have to develop in. You have to come to the point where when you wake up, you got to put a big smile on your face knowing that God loves you. When you go to sleep, you got to know your sleep is blessed because the Father loves you. When you go out, you must just naturally expect to get the best deals. You must just naturally expect to get the best parking bay. Because God loves you. Whatever you're facing, focus heavily on the fact that God loves you. Because when you start putting the love of God first, you're going to start loving others. That's just how it is. You filling yourself up with God's love, that love is going to bubble out and you're going to start loving others. Your faith is going to work. Your hope, your biblical hope is going to increase. You're going to be able to endure all things because God loves you. You've got to come to the point where you know you love so much, you know you're coming out of that mess. But that comes from a time of spending in His love. You know, there's a lot of amazing love teachings out there. There's so much love scriptures. Start feeding on it. And you know, whatever you're feeding on right now, you might be feeding on whatever, healing, whatever. And you putting a lot of word in you and nothing's happening. You've got to flip everything around and you've got to focus mainly on the love of God. It's going to be easy for you to receive healing when you know just how much God loves you. It's going to be easy. Things that were once hard are going to become easier. That's how it works. Faith works by love. Perfected love casts out fear. When you know how much you loved, you know how much you valued. Man, God loves you, man. So start today. Get a hold of your Bible. Start searching out the love scriptures. And there's plenty. I'm telling you that right now. And start receiving it. God loves you. We love you. And remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
Hey, everyone. If you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to let us know by contacting us via our Telegram channel, Trevor Van Vieren Ministries, or send us a message on our Facebook account. And if you liked what our ministry is doing, why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to bring a printed copy of our newspaper to every house in our city. All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can sow via our website at www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you will find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you are inside of South Africa, you can use the option of SnapScan. You can download this app free of charge from Play Store or iTunes. If you are outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support. Remember, we love you and Jesus loves you.